Blackstone Audio presents I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream and Other Stories by Harlan Ellison. Performed by Harlan Ellison.
A little bit about the story Grail. You know, when you sit down to write a story, you never know whether it's going to be one of the important ones or it's going to be just adequate. If you've been doing the job for a long time, and I've been doing it for close on 50 years, you reach a level of expertise, a level of craft, below which you never sink. You might do a bad story because we all do, you know, imperfect work from time to time, but you never set out to do a bad story. You always set out to write a good story. Sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. And as I guess it was Irwin Shaw once said, a writer does not write just one story at a time. A person who writes is on a long journey, and he or she is saying, here is where I am today and here is what this place looks like today. And a body of work should be looked at from a far horizon. And you look at a person's career and you will see it rise to a peak and then settle to a lower plane and then rise to a lower peak and then another and then tail off into an even plane. And it goes on and on and on like that for miles and miles. And every once in a while, you reach a story, you reach a piece of work that is something special. You have no way of knowing you were going to do it. All you know at the end is that for a moment, you were greater than yourself, that you worked with a capacity and with a ferocity and with a passion and one hopes with a truth that transcend what you're able to bring to it as a matter of course. And that was one of the things that that most struck me about Grail. Grail is one of my very favorite stories. I admire this story enormously. It may sound peculiar and filled with hubris for a writer to say that.